And now, picking up the right cutlery and dishing up delicious delicacies, here's Hannah Critchlow with our question of the week.
The Naked Scientist's question of the week, brought to you in association with the How to Wissman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
In a quest for pleasure, we ask if our choice of cutlery alters our food's flavour.
Hello, Naked Scientists. My name is Fabian Weller, and I'm calling from Dubai. This is my dad's question. Does metallic cutlery really affect perception of food taste? Common wisdom tells that caviar should not be eaten from steel spoons, and for gourmet occasions, often porcelain or bone spoons are used. How much of this is a fancy myth?
Professor Mark Mijatovic from University College London sinks his teeth into this question.
Well, I've got some cereal here, and I'm eating it with a silver spoon. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth, but I've since acquired some. Maybe there's a slight taste from the silver, as I expected, because we actually did some experiments making spoons of different materials, gold, silver, tin, copper, zinc, stainless steel, of course. And we did blind taste tests with just the spoon alone and found that people are very sensitive to the different tastes of the different metals. In fact, can distinguish between them very clearly. They find them to be, to a greater or less extent, bitter, metallic, unpleasant is another adjective people use for some of these metallic tastes. And that, we found out in the end, was due to something called the electrode potential of the metal. So its ability to react in the mouth and produce ions of a particular type. So in the case of a copper spoon, copper ions, and in the case of silver, silver ions. So the least reactive metals are the ones you'd expect to taste least, and that's broadly what we found.
So metals produce ions in your mouth, and the more reactive the metal, the stronger the taste produced. The alloy stainless steel actually produces the mildest taste. But do some foods taste better with different materials? Professor Zoe Laughlin from University College London led blind taste tests to find out.
Specifically something like a boiled egg, for example, where the sulphur really reacts, and a material like silver is a really bad idea because it tastes really foul, whereas gold is quite delicious. And then when it comes to sweet things, we actually found the strong taste of the copper and zinc actually made the sweetness of the food even stronger.
And beyond chemistry, what else can alter your perception of taste? Back to Mark Mijatovic.
The size of the spoon, the shape of the spoon, the thermal conductivity, in this case, it's conducting heat away from my tongue very quickly, it's cool. If I start using a plastic spoon now, we're into a whole different ballgame. And this is where this example of thinking about what spoon material you might use to eat caviar is quite an interesting one. Because actually, even if the material is chemically inert, like something like ivory, there are subtle differences in the way that heat is taken from your tongue and your mouth. The texture is very important. So wooden spoons tend to give a particular sensation in the mouth, which can be both pleasant or unpleasant, depending on who you are.
So your choice in cutlery will alter how you perceive your food to taste. Now let's move our questioning eyes down the digestive tract.
Hello, my name is Klaus Gufein. I'm from Gothenburg, Sweden. Much food-related illnesses come from contamination by intestinal bacteria due to poor hygiene in meat preparation. So the obvious question is, will the person whose bacteria got into the food be sick as well?
So can your own bowel bugs make you sick? Or can they only make other people sick? Send your thoughts to Chris at thenakedscientist.com, tweet at nakedscientists, write on our Facebook page, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow.